Good morning, my friends. We're on day 9. It's called The Real You. Who are we really? And I began with a story, a very famous story. It took place after the Second World War, after the Holocaust. Rabbi Eliezer Silver from the United States, Dayan Isidore Grunfeld of the United Kingdom. They basically were sent around Europe to try to rescue as many Jewish children that had been saved by Christian orphanages. And they went into this one Christian orphanage from France, and the priest there denied that there were any Jews that were hidden there. But when they started to say the Shema late at night, when they started to say the Shema in the wards with the small children, immediately some of the little kids began to cry out, Mommy, which is Mamushka or Maman in French. And the rabbis, based on this, were able to identify these children as Jewish and return them to their relatives. And I began that story because fundamentally, who are we? You know, even before these kids are sort of even conscious of their Jewish identity, their mothers had implanted within them this connection to Judaism by singing the Shema to them before they went to sleep. And I went into some beautiful, what I think is some really beautiful Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the late and great Lubavitcher Rebbe, who asks the question, why does a person receive a blessing for doing the right thing when they do it by accident? You see, the Torah tells us that when you're reaping the harvest in your field, and you forget a bundle, it's called shechacha, and you forget when you're a farmer in Israel and you forget to harvest a part of the field, you have to leave it for the poor. And the Torah says, l'man yivarechacha, in order that God should bless you. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe asked the question, which is like, what do you mean God should bless you? You didn't intend to do a mitzvah. You left these sheaves of wheat by accident. It's okay, leave it for the poor. You're not such a tzaddik. You're not such a righteous person. But the Rebbe says you get a blessing. Why? Because deep down, if a person performs a mitzvah, even if he was not consciously intending to do the mitzvah, it's nonetheless consistent with your internal subconscious desire to do what is right. In this case, the desire to give tzedakah, to give charity. And this is based on a very beautiful concept in Judaism that deep down, existentially, metaphysically, we are people who want to do God's will. Yes, sometimes the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, gets in the way, and or we rationalize away our inappropriate behavior, but that's not really who we are. Really who we are is fundamentally geared towards carrying out Hashem's will. This explains a very weird passage from the Rambam also, the great Maimonides, who said that kofin oso achima rotze ani, that in a case of what we refer to euphemistically as the recalcitrant husband, a man has to give his wife a get in order to divorce her. In order for the woman to be able to move on, he has to hand her the get, she has to receive it. And Maimonides says that you can beat the guy up. He can hit the guy until he gives his wife a get. Now, how is that? It sounds like coercion. You know, anybody who studied the basics of contracts, you put a gun to someone's head and you say, sign this. The contract is null and void because it was signed under duress. It was coerced. So how is it a valid contract? And this is the same idea because deep down, this man in this situation wants to do the right thing. His Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, is getting the best of him. He wants to be a jerk to his wife. Maybe they had a falling out and they're getting divorced. And he wants to stick it to her. So he's like, oh, I'm not going to give you a get. By the way, in order for the get to go through, the woman has to receive the get. And I've unfortunately seen situations like that too, where the woman refuses to receive it to keep because the husband wants to give it and move on. So, but deep down, that's not who we are. We want to do the right thing. And therefore, some of the rabbis explain, Rambam says it's okay to hit the guy. Because all you're doing, by hitting him, you're basically aligning his external behavior with his internal will. And what is our internal will? Our internal will is to do the right thing. There's so many references to this idea in my new book. First of all, I mentioned in the prayer chapter, this famous tefillah, Elokein Neshama, we say it every morning. We say, God, that we have this pure, uncorrupted soul. The soul you place within me is pure. And we acknowledge the fundamental goodness that we're all born with. Yet we sin, but that's really an aberration. And I mentioned two other things, one from Rav Soloveitchik and one from Rav Kook. I'm sorry we're in 5 minutes, but you got to hear these ideas. Rav Soloveitchik is commenting on a famous passage in the Talmud that speaks about the angel teaching a child in utero, the Torah. What's the whole point if the child is going to forget all this Torah when it comes out? And the Rav said famously, because it's to teach how the soul comes into the world. The Jew studying Torah, he says, is like the amnesia victim who's trying to reconstruct from fragments the beautiful world once they experienced. But what's it teaching? It's teaching that even before you came into the world, you already have this spiritual familiarity. You're already coming in. You're already pre-programmed to want to be connected to your spiritual source. And lastly, Rav Kook, first chief rabbi of Israel, huge rabbinic scholar and mystic, and he believed that each Jewish person's soul is rooted in a different part of the Torah. And that when a Jew learns that portion of the Torah, he or she is building a greater awareness, not just of something foreign or beyond themselves, but actually building an awareness of their own self, of their own personality. Here's a quote from Rav Kook: learning those parts of Torah grants us access to our inner world, and therefore failure to study about the parts of Torah that resonate with us will result in a lack of self-understanding. And that's why Rav Kook urged people that whenever you're studying Torah and you find something that resonates with you, that might be your special letter in the Torah, and you should grab it and run with it, because that's going to help you understand yourself in the deepest sense.